What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy, excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We are off an hour early today because of the Kansas City Royals. You know what? The Royals actually have some good news. Jack Caglione is going to participate in the Home Run Derby next week. Now, let me be the first to tell you this. The Home Run Derby is on Netflix, because next week, I know you're going to be searching, you're going to be looking, you're going to be trying to find where the Home Run Derby is. They have moved the Home Run Derby over to Netflix. So right next to Stranger Things, right next to Orange is the New Black, right after that crime documentary, The Crash, that you and your wife just watched, you can watch Jack Caglione participate in the Home Run Derby. We'll talk about that. The Royals all of a sudden have Ted Williams on their team. We'll talk about that at some point. We'll sprinkle in a little bit of LeBron James as we are trying to figure out what team he is going to go to. Did you know that 16 years ago today, LeBron made the decision to join the Miami Heat? I remember where I was when it happened. We'll talk about that. There's a lot to get into in sports today. And let me tell you now that you only have one more weekend to go out to FanFest. FanFest ends this weekend. So if you have not got an opportunity to go to downtown Kansas City and to see FanFest, let me encourage you to tell you to go out there. We are going to start with soccer today. There's a little bit of soccer left over that I want to discuss, and we will get to here coming up momentarily. But before we do that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show each and every day is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So, you know what? We got a night off today. There's no world championship level soccer today. There's no Love Island today. I don't know what to watch tonight. Well, you know what? Why don't you settle in? Why don't you go in there, grab you a bite to eat, grab you a bite to drink? Why don't you watch a little Royals baseball today and just hang out on the porch, hang out on the patio, max relax, and just enjoy a drink over at our friends at The Other Place. So this is where I would like to begin the show today, because the same way that locally we have the same conversations, that I am happy we'll never have to have the conversation about, do you want the Royals to go downtown? They've already answered that question. That's where they're going. We have some of these same conversations on a national level as well. And every 4 years, you know what we do? We dust off the exact same soccer conversations every single year is what we do. Well, I was searching the internet today, getting ready for the show, and it always is the same things. Our best athletes don't play soccer and or youth soccer. Why don't we touch both of those things? You know what the case is, I think, with soccer in America? I don't think we want it bad enough. I think we would like to be good at soccer. I think it would be cool to be good at soccer. But the only reason why Americans should really feel like we should be good at soccer is the belief that we are the best at everything else. There's really no other data point that would suggest that we should be really good at soccer outside of that one point. Because I'm just looking at this from the outside looking in. Again, I don't know a whole lot about this, but America is really good at making football players. We're the best at it. America is the best at making basketball players. Sure, maybe not the best player currently in the NBA, but if you are going to take our American teams up against your teams, America wins that conversation more times than not of putting our best up against your best in a basketball game. We're really good at baseball. We're really good at hockey. They just won the gold medal the last time the Winter Olympics was here. But when it comes to our ability to develop soccer, we are not good at it. Now we have to figure out the why. Some of it to me is we just don't want it bad enough. You know what our country does? If there is a 6 or 7 year old kid who's kind of tall, we push that kid to go play basketball. You notice if your nephew is a little bit bigger than everybody else, you know what we push that kid to do? We push that kid to play football. We romanticize playing football. There's movies about our love of kids playing football. There's books written about it. There's television shows. We don't romanticize playing soccer in this country. Other countries do. They want it more than we want it. We want to be really good at basketball. We want to be really good at football and baseball and all of these other things. We just don't see ourselves as being really good at soccer. And a large majority of us are perfectly fine with that. We don't want to take resources from these other sports that we're really good at, that we like more to be good enough at soccer. But not only does America have to deal with that problem, it also has to deal with another problem. So maybe I'm wrong in saying this, and Rob will tell me eventually that this is incorrect. But Alexi Lawless comes off as the American soccer voice. Maybe there are more American soccer voices out there, but if you sit on that World Cup desk once every 4 years, you turn into what people perceive to be as an authority figure on this thing. So he was tweeting people yesterday about youth soccer. And listen to what he said. Why shouldn't a youth soccer coach want and deserve to make as much money as humanly possible? If someone is really good at their job, they should maximize their value. I want to point out, he's talking about kids soccer is what he is talking about. Now, he kept going on, but that's where the conversation started. Hey, youth soccer is a business. We pay for businesses in this country. You got to get in where you fit in. He continued to go on. Everybody talks about youth soccer. Who's going to pay for this youth soccer? How is it going to be free? Okay. This is his exact quote. Youth soccer is a competitive market with businesses selling a product that obviously customers are willing to pay for. I'd love soccer if soccer was free to all, but who's going to pay for all of this free soccer? Somebody then pushed back on this idea. He then said, so you want me to tell men and women in America who make their living in youth soccer that they need to make less? Well, it's a business. I want them to make as much money for their service and time as the market is willing to pay. If they make, quote, a ton of money, then they should, and I will celebrate it. I then started to realize something. Soccer's biggest ops are themselves. Soccer's biggest ops are not us. It's them. They are their ops. Let me play for you what Landon Donovan had to say. You guys know who Landon Donovan is. One of the greatest soccer players that this country has ever produced. Landon Donovan was asked about this same issue. He sat down with Ocho Cinco. Listen to what Landon Donovan said the problem is with youth soccer.
So there was a study that, this is actually in 2016. I'm sure it's gotten worse. Like the gap's gotten bigger.
Right.
There was a study in 2016 of all the kids playing youth soccer. They took, you know, all, let's just make up a number. Let's say it was 1 million kids, right? And they broke down percentage-wise what the household income was of those kids, okay? So the majority of the kids fell in their parents' household income was like $100,000 to $150,000, okay? Only 2% of kids who were playing organized soccer in America came from households that made less than $50,000. Meaning, if you don't make $50,000, your kid cannot play organized soccer. And think about how many kids you're missing out on in this country because they can't afford to play the game. Now, somebody, this is the other thing. Somebody has to pay for it. Someone has to pay for the coaches. I get it, right? But what's happening now is clubs are just grinding every penny out of every, and there, it, growing up, there is zero chance I could have played club soccer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My mom made $34,000 a year, single mom, raising three kids. She couldn't pay $4,000 for me to play club soccer. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. She couldn't pay $400. Right. So I would have had zero chance, but somebody let me on the team and paid for me. Otherwise, I couldn't have. That's not a good system to create good players. Right. How do you create good players by doing that? You can't.
Maybe what I am going to say is super obvious. It sounds obvious to me, but it doesn't really sound obvious to them. And maybe this is just by design. I really think that. I think it's by design. I think it's by design, whether it's via race, whether it's via class. What Landon Donovan is describing to me sounds purposeful. That soccer has tried to separate itself to keep a certain group of people from playing soccer. Well, you already have enough opposition. Our country doesn't care about soccer as much as Brazil cares about soccer, or Argentina cares about soccer, or Spain, or Portugal. And not only is that the case, so the opposition is not only coming from the rest of the world, the opposition is then coming from inside our country where you have created a barrier of entry for kids to participate. Then we're always going to be in this place then. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm okay if the United States is not the best at soccer. I would guess that everybody else is fine with this too because it's been like this for a very long time and we haven't really done anything about it. When something was wrong in basketball, they tried to fix it pretty quickly. If we realized one, if we woke up one day and another country was better than us at football, we'd do something about it immediately. The rest of the world has been better than the United States in soccer our entire lives, and the rest of us are just fine with it. But I don't know how you can hear this and think that this isn't by design. He said 2% of families. That was in 2016. I'm guessing that wealth gap has grown over the years in the same way that it's grown in other areas. If that continues to be the conversation that we're having about soccer, it'll never be good. Not good enough to the level that they think it should be at. If you are going to continue to create barriers, more barriers than there already are, for kids to be able to participate in your sport, then you will keep losing. It seems that simple to me. You're already having a tough time getting that kid that wants to play basketball, getting that kid to play football, getting that kid to play these other sports. And now you're going to create a financial barrier that automatically eliminates some kids from being able, regardless of what color you are. eliminates you from the possibility of playing soccer, then you're going to keep losing then. We got to quit using this excuse about all our best athletes. They just lost to Norway. Norway has fewer people in it than the state of South Carolina. Norway has a free-to-play program in soccer. We got to quit using this, well, they only care about soccer. Norway won more Olympics in the winter, or won more medals in the Winter Olympics than the United States did, had more gold medals. They won more medals in that than anybody else. Norway seems to care about all of these other sports and seems to care about soccer and are better at soccer than the United States. It ain't just an athleticism problem. It's not just you don't have enough kids being interested. You're not casting a wide enough net to be good enough at soccer in the ways that you want to be good enough. And that's why you're an 8-win college football program. I'm fine with that. I think most of America is fine with this. But if it is your job to figure out why do you keep getting your teeth kicked in by Belgium, why can you not advance in the World Cup, why have you hit your ceiling, this seems like something to address. You eliminate and exclude kids from playing it. And eventually, those kids either grow out of it and find an interest in something else, or the very small percent of kids that maybe can't afford this and want to do it, eventually, they feel like they have to leave America in order to be really, really good at this. Some of the problems here seem very, very easy to me, that they seem either by design or the people running soccer are just so aloof to what the rest of it is going on that they don't deserve to be good at soccer and win at a championship level. Because everything about American athletics is excelling and being the best at it. I don't think that's what the goal of youth soccer is. I'm happy to take your phone calls on this. We'll read your text on this, 913-586-7965. I do want to talk some football today. I do want to talk a little bit of baseball today. But we are reacting to, I still think it's the top story. The United States, they flamed out of the World Cup. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison and Rob Brenton.
You losers is what you are.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Right now, we're talking about youth soccer. Landon Donovan was on a podcast with Ocho Cinco, and he was going through some of the youth soccer issues that the sport faces.
So there was a study that this is actually in 2016. I'm sure it's gotten worse. Like the gap's gotten bigger.
Right.
There was a study in 2016 of all the kids playing youth soccer. They took, you know, all, let's just make up a number. Let's say it was 1 million kids, right? And they broke down percentage wise what the household income was of those kids. Okay. So the majority of the kids fell in their parents' household income was like $100,000 to $150,000. Okay. Only 2% of kids who were playing organized soccer in America came from households that made less than $50,000. Meaning if you don't make $50,000, your kid cannot play organized soccer. And think about how many kids you're missing out on in this country because they can't afford to play the game. Now, this is the other thing. Somebody has to pay for it. Someone has to pay for the coaches. I get it, right? But what's happening now is clubs are just grinding every penny out of every, growing up, there is zero chance I could have played club soccer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My mom made $34,000 a year, single mom, raising three kids. She couldn't pay $4,000 for me to play club soccer. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. She couldn't pay $400. Right. So I would have had zero chance, but somebody let me on the team and paid for me. Otherwise, I couldn't have. That's not a good system to create good players. How do you create good players by doing that? You can't.
It's not good when Landon Donovan says, I wouldn't have been able to play. It's not good when the best soccer player on the United States men's national team is on the team because of a technicality. So I don't think that all of this is a financial issue. Some of it is that. I think some of it is just how we teach Americans how to play soccer. Lionel Messi is 5'7 and weighs 148 pounds. If Lionel Messi was from Des Moines, Iowa, he would not be Lionel Messi. The exact same human being. If he was taught in our system how to play soccer, that's not who he would be. So some of it is how we teach kids how to play soccer. Some of it is the infrastructure that is in place. But listening to this, Rob, and you know a lot more about it than I do, if that is the barrier of entry for United States soccer, then the change is never going to come. We are going to continue to have the same conversations that we've been having for 30, 40 years when it comes to soccer, because they are not casting a wide enough net to try to get as many athletes into the door as possible and try to give themselves a better chance of stealing away those athletes from the other more popular sports in the United States.
I said it yesterday and I said it before on the show. I actually remember it was before the first World Cup game. We had this conversation. We were at the Peanut in the Northland. I don't understand how in America soccer has a perception of a country club sport, but that is what it's viewed as. It's viewed as the rich kid from Johnson County sport, the same way golf or tennis is, which is not how it is viewed, played, handled across the globe at all. It is a sport that is designed to be really easy to play on, you know, pickup courts across the country. It's designed for, hey, I got four kids and a ball. Let's go play outside. We can play soccer. That's why Argentina, Portugal, name a country, is good at it. It's not this country club. You got to play on the best club team and the best, you know, Shields course in the country. You got to go to the showcases and you got to be on a travel team. That's a uniquely American problem. So I don't know how that happened. I don't know how United States soccer is going to combat that. But to date, they don't seem to care about it. They seem to feel the same way Alexi Lalas feels. Hey, everyone's making money, so we're good. everyone's happy. Our pockets are getting, you know, thicker and thicker with bills, so we're good. But until soccer gets away from the perception of you have to be a wealthy Leawood kid who plays on the travel team and spends the money that Landon Donovan said a year and gets more like a, hey, let's grab a ball and play some pickup energy, United States soccer is going to always have a ceiling. And that's what's infuriating, is the people that run it are cool with that ceiling existing.
Speaking of Landon Donovan, I want to play one more cut from him, and then we'll move on and we'll talk a little bit of football. We'll get to baseball coming up in a bit, too. Congratulations to Jack Caglione, as Jack Caglione is going to participate in this year's Home Run Derby. Rob, your boy Christian Pulisic, he has been getting absolutely cooked these last 48 hours. I'm talking about barbecue chicken alert for your boy Christian Pulisic. Here's Landon Donovan cooking him up.
This was a game where you needed him to go, give me the ball, I'm going to stick it in the back of the net, it's 2-2, let's go. And he just didn't, and he wasn't even close to it. And in fact, we don't know, you know, there's reporting that he asked to get subbed out of the game. I can't confirm that, so I don't know if that's true or not. The reality is, Tim, he came out of a World Cup knockout game at home with his leg still intact. I'm saying this to you, Tim, and you know it because you played with me. You would have had to drag me off the field. Mm-hmm. And I would have punched the doctor in the face and said, you're not taking me off the field. Put whatever you need to put in me and I'm staying on the field. I told you this before. I never shared this publicly till a few months ago. I played with a torn hamstring against Ghana after the Algeria game. And nobody knew about it. I didn't have to tell anyone. It was no drama around it. I just did it. And I could not believe that he didn't stay in the game. Now, if we wake up tomorrow and he broke his leg and snapped and whatever, totally fine.
There's a lot of things that you can call a man, and it might not escalate to a certain level. We all know that there's some things, there's some words that trigger you as a man, certainly as an athletic, competitive, alpha male kind of man. Being called soft, or a word I can't say on here because of FCC violation, a kitty cat, are usually time to go words. They are usually triggering words. That's what Landon Donovan just called Christian Pulisic. He said it in a much more PC way about it, but anytime you start using the, well, if that was me, they would have had to carry me off the field, but you asked to come out of the game, that's what he just called you. I feel like with Christian Pulisic, we are at a fork in the road. I don't know how this story is going to end, but we have seen this before. I might not know a whole lot about soccer, Rob, but one thing I do know about, it's criticizing athletes. And there are usually two paths you can go. Path number one, Christian Pulisic hears all of the chatter, and it's not just Landon Donovan. Carly Lloyd been cooking this man for 48 hours. Alexi Lawless been cooking this man. Social media been cooking him. Barbecue chicken alert. You either hear this criticism, it motivates you, it makes you angry, and you come back with the vengeance. I heard what you said. I took that personally. I took offense to it, word to the last dance, and now I'm coming back to wreak havoc on the rest of you. Or we'll never talk about Christian Pulisic again. Those are the only two options with him. I could see him not playing the next time that the United States makes the World Cup. I mean, he didn't play in the Gold Cup. This experience went really poorly. He's done it a couple of times already. I don't think anybody would shed a tear. I don't think anybody would be hurt if Christian Pulisic just said, you know what? I don't think I'm going to compete this upcoming season. I'm going to sit this one out. After the game, he said, now I get time to rest. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if this was in the NFL, if this was basketball, if this was baseball, and Bobby Wood Jr. asked out of game 6 of the World Series, and in his post-game press conference, he said, now I get to rest because it's the offseason. Unacceptable. Landon Donovan called him the worst thing that you can call an athlete. He called you soft. You can say that I'm a bum. You can say that I'm trash. Call me a scrub. Call me greedy, overpaid, diva. There's a lot of things you can call, and that can roll off your back. You question my manhood. You question my heart. You question my drive, my will to win. Christian Pulisic, it can only go two ways. Either you come back mad and you are ready to dominate in the next World Cup and take that claim as being the best American player, or we will never talk about you again. My brother, a large majority of us, I'm not watching you play on whatever EPL team you're on. I don't even know what team you're on. I've never seen you play in one of these games before. If Christian Pulisic just rode off into the sunset, he makes $100 million in his lifetime playing soccer, and then he comes back to the States and lives a quiet life in suburban Ohio, I'm not mad at that if that's what you decide to do. But either you're going to fight or you're going to lay down. I don't know what he's going to do, but those are the only two options for your man.
I know what he's going to do. He's going to lay down. That's what he's done. I am part of the problem here. Christian Pulisic has been coddled by U.S. soccer fans for too long. Daniel Sperry pointed this out yesterday, and it's such a great point. Catch the podcast page. Do you know the final tournament before the World Cup the United States was in last summer? They're in the Gold Cup. It doesn't really matter, but they're in the Gold Cup.
He opted out of it.
He said, no thanks. I'm good. Before the tournament, they were like, hey, you going to be the captain? Nah, that's not for me. I don't want to be the captain anymore. No thanks. After the loss, he said, listen, it's time to rest. Christian Pulisic, we as fans have been begging him to be the guy. At every turn, he has said, no, I'm not that guy. I'm not the person you want me to be. No, thank you. He's been telling us with his actions for years now, and we've just ignored it because he's so talented. He's so supremely talented. He might be the most talented American player to ever play, but if you don't want to be the guy, we're tired of trying to make you the guy. You said he'll either fight or he'll cower away. He'll cower away because the entire time to date, we've coddled him. Hey, he didn't make a World Cup. Not your fault, big dog. It's everyone else's fault. Hey, you guys lost in the round of 16 and they looked competitive against Netherlands and you were hurt a couple times. What are you going to do? Young team, bad coaching. Now, no, we're done coddling you. And I have a hunch he's not going to raise up and fight because that's not his personality.
That's crazy. He's still your favorite player? You got a new favorite player now?
I turned on him after Monday. It became clear that he was the face of a generation that failed, and he seems content to be that.
You just can't run away from these kind of athletes. You love an athlete with a Darren Peterson character.
I would take Darren Peterson over Christian Pulisic right now.
He would have been hurt during the World Cup, too. You know what I mean? They played, what, 5 games? He'd have played in 2 of them, just like Christian Pulisic. He wouldn't have played in all 5. Come on now. All 5? He would have pushed through? No, he would have checked out of that last game too. These are the kind of athletes you attract. Birds of a feather. You love a sometimes available superstar athlete. That's what you love. I hope it turns around for you. You got Tyron Stokes coming up. I hope he competes in the Champions Classic. I hope he goes to Vegas for that little players era tournament. I know Christian Pulisic wouldn't have been there. Darren Peterson wouldn't have been there. Those are the kind of guys you cheer for.
I do have a bad record of opt-out guys.
You got a type. That's what it's like.
I loved Christian McCaffrey at Stanford. That's my type.
That's what it said. You got a type. That's absolutely what it is, for sure. That's what you got. You got a type. All right, let's switch. Let's talk a little bit of baseball. So Jack Caglione, congratulations to him. He announces that he is going to be in the Home Run Derby. Now, I told you guys earlier, I'm going to keep reminding you of this because I know somebody's going to look up and then be like, oh, I couldn't watch the Home Run Derby. Yes, you could. It's on Netflix. Here is Vern reacting to Jack Caglione making the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, certainly anyone that's watched Cags understands the power that the 23-year-old possesses. To me, the takeaway is this is clearly Major League Baseball, understandably so, as we've talked about and you guys talked about as you made the trip down to watch him a few years ago, or last year, I guess, at the AA ranks. When you're that big, you're that strong and that beautiful, man, this is the type of guy that Major League Baseball wants to promote, that they want to be one of the faces of the game because, I mean, look at the very talented, a top 6 pick, pitch and hit at Florida. So the name was known in certain baseball circles when he came out, but man, you look at the numbers this season, there are 49 guys that have more home runs than Jack Caglione, and yet, even though he might not be an all-star when it's all said and done, they want him to be a part of the festivities. That shows you that, like Bobby Witt Jr., this is a guy that Major League Baseball is going to put their full force behind.
Two things. Thing one, these are the kind of guys that the public wants to see and needs to see in the Home Run Derby. I will always give baseball this credit, and this kind of bleeds into thing two. Everybody who you want to see in the home run derby at least does it once. Shohei Ohtani doesn't need to do the home run derby every single year. I'm sorry, he doesn't need to. Aaron Judge doesn't need to do every home run derby. No, do it once, maybe twice. Good. Think of any great home run hitter you can name over the last 25 years. They've all done it. Sosa, McGuire, Griffey, Bonds. Remember when Josh Hamilton was a thing with the Texas Rangers? He's done it. Harper, Judge, Trout. Everybody who's everybody signs up to do the home run derby at least one time. You remember when Cags was coming up, people said that he had the most power they've seen since a guy like Pete Alonso. Well, I'm very intrigued to see what he could do in a home run derby, to see the power on display, to see what he's capable of. I think this is a really good introduction to the rest of the country. The rest of the country is not watching Jack Caglione. They are not watching Royals games. It's one thing to see the stats and see the numbers. It's another thing to see that power right in front of you in what is going to be one of the more watched baseball events of the season, even though it's on Netflix for the Home Run Derby. So, yes, this is good for you to do it. This is brand building. Go out there, compete, showcase Kansas City well at the highest level, potentially win this thing, hit a bunch of home runs. I'm happy that we're not having the conversation about this messing up his swing. That's how I know the season is going terrible for the Royals. That's always an easy topic you can pull out. Well, what does this mean for a swing? And then you start pulling out numbers of guys of what it looks like afterwards. I don't even care about that with Jack Caglione. No, you know what? This is good news. This is some of the best news that the Royals have had this season. If I had told you at the very beginning of the year that Jack Caglione was going to participate in this year's home run derby, you would have told me that means something has gone very, very well. Well, you know what? At least from an individual standpoint, you'd have been right. Now, it's not going so hot for the team. But if I told you, hey, Jack Caglione's going to be invited to the home run derby, you would have said, yes, sign me up. That means he is becoming what we thought he could turn into, and he is doing it in real time. So congratulations to him. I saw that he said his dad was going to throw out the pitches to him, so that's going to be a really cool moment. I'm sure he's going to put on a show. He's got great home run power. I think he'll showcase it in this event. This was a really, really good decision by Major League Baseball.
It's a win for everyone involved. The Royals, Major League Baseball, everyone. Jack Caglione has the ability of power to put on a show, and that's what the Home Run Derby is. We don't always care as a nation who wins the Home Run Derby. Like, more times than not, we actually don't care who wins. We care who puts on a show. Remember that year Josh Hamilton was at Yankee Stadium, and he was blasting homers out of Yankee Stadium? Do you know he didn't win that year? He didn't even win the Derby. We don't care. We remember the moment. Bobby Witt last year, people in Kansas City, or a couple years ago, excuse me, remember, Bobby Witt put on a show in the Home Run Derby. He went to the finals. People remember, oh, that guy was in the Home Run Derby finals. Do you know who beat him? I don't remember, but that doesn't matter. It's all about pushing your brand, and when your brand is wearing a KC hat and you put on a show, people will make note of that. So this is a good thing for the Royals. Now, they need to parlay that into success next year. If Jack Caglione becomes a star and Bobby Witt is a star, it can't be trajectory 100 losses every year. But this right now is a win for the Royals and a win for Jack Caglione. And if he puts on a show, it's a win for Major League Baseball that that dude went out there and balled out.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, I don't want Cubs, Yankees fans, or Red Sox fans to see his power and then start asking their general manager to go out and get him. Well, Jack Caglione is on the team at least until 2031, so I just wouldn't worry about that. The Royals have a lot more problems in the short term than worrying about Jack Caglione, who won't be a free agent until 2032.
I'm also here to break bad news. Cubs, Red Sox, and Yankees GMs, they know Jack Caglione exists. They're not sitting in their office being like, wait a second. Now that, you know, Billy from the Bronx called into the YES Network, I need to really focus in on this Cags character. Before that, I had no idea he existed.
And I mean, in theory, whenever Jack Caglione comes up for free agency, he'll be like 27 years old. That's the right time to get him. Hey, we let you do all the developing. We're going to take him at 27, 28 years old and turn him into a superstar. So that's not something I'll worry about, you know?
Let's worry about how we get this team back to 500, what they need to do in this offseason, how they need to handle the trade deadline, when they're going to break ground on the new stadium. You know, there's a lot of here and now things to deal with the Kansas City Royals, but that's just not something I just wouldn't worry my pretty little head about that. You got a lot of time to be able to figure that out. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob is here as well, taking you up until 5 o'clock when we hand things off to the Royals. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
A couple of things. I have to give credit where credit's due. Number one, I actually like this person. He's come on the show a couple of times, and we've had really fun conversations. I enjoy talking to him. I think he's a very knowledgeable person. He's somebody I would want to represent my university. Travis Goff, who's the AD at Kansas, he's smart. If there's one thing I know about Kansas, certainly while he's in charge, oh, they're going to figure out a way to get to the money. Remember when you guys were all mad about that First National Bank logo being on the court? And you guys were just mad for like one day about it, and then it just went away, and then we never talked about it again? Remember that? Because I do. I remember. How dare you disrespect the floor? It just never comes up anymore. You don't even notice it. You've never talked to anybody. You don't care. It's easy. It was an easy bag for Kansas to go pick up. Now, Rob, have you seen this? They're putting a little patch on the football jerseys. Now, they're putting Ripple, which I was told is some version of cryptocurrency. I don't have any of it. Maybe you guys have some Ripple. But they signed a sponsorship deal. Friend of the show, Mike Vernon, he says this sponsorship deal is worth $30 million over a five-year stretch.
It'll be on all jerseys, by the way, basketball, football, baseball. So the basketball
is going to have it, too.
Everyone's
going to have it. Playing around. The baseball team, everybody, if you're wearing a Kansas Athletic uniform, you repping Ripple. That's what they're saying. Hey, $30 million? That's a nice little chunk of change to put into your NIL collective pot. A nice little chunk of change to make sure you can continue to stay competitive in the current landscape of college athletics. I know people are going to complain about these jerseys and patches and all of these things. Hey, $6 million a season, that takes care of a lot. That takes care of a lot. That funds a lot of things on campus. You can be a really, really good baseball program if you just gave $6 million to the program. You'd be Arkansas overnight if somebody gave $6 million to the baseball program. You could damn near build a new stadium. Certainly some add-ons. This is smart, Kansas. This is a really, really good deal. Now, I don't know what the Big 12 was doing with that monster deal. That's nonsense. Each school gets $1 million? That's chump change. What can you do with $1 million if you're Kansas? You can't do anything with $1 million. It probably cost $1 million for all the official and unofficial visits that you have. To pay for that, don't do nothing for me. This $30 million? Oh, now we really get into the coin. That's what a good AD does. A good AD goes out there and rounds up the money and gets as much money to give to his coaches, to give to the NIL collective to stay with players. Travis Goff, this was a very, very good, very, very smart move by you.
I agree. I also would say the Ripple thing is different than the First National Bank thing because their logo's red and blue, so it'll meld pretty well with the jerseys. You might not notice it at all. And let me tell you something. This is the future of college athletics. You know how we've been talking a lot about soccer this week? I know you don't watch the club level of soccer. You don't watch that. Do you know what every club team in the EPL has on their jersey?
Got a bunch of patches.
A lot of fly Emirates across the middle. A lot of, you know, Samsung or whatever across the front. This is probably the future of college athletics unless we get more private money. But Ripple, welcome to the team. Apparently their CEO went to Kansas. So there you go. Easy way to get a donation is to slap his logo on some jerseys.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, I really like this. I think this is really smart. I think it's very innovative. I think this is what good athletic departments do. You pull money out of the air. That's what they did. They pulled money out of the air. They pulled $30 million out of the air. It doesn't come from you, the fan. They're going to reinvest this money into the athletic program. Let's try to make a bowl game. Let's try to continue to get top-notch recruits in basketball. Let's continue to turn this baseball program around and try to get to a College World Series. Rob, why don't you try to become a baseball season ticket holder now? Just go ahead. How much is it to be a baseball season ticket holder in Kansas? $200? $300?
It can't be much.
I'm serious. Look it up during the commercial break. Right now, if you want to support Kansas baseball with season tickets, you're not willing to donate $200 more to support Kansas athletics? You'll probably still go to a couple of games. Sure, you're going to end up burning some of those games, but if they're good again next year, you'll be happy you made a little $200 investment. That's what I would advise you to do. That would be my suggestion to you. So, was this new? Only my asking this question is, did Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift not go on a honeymoon? Because they just posted the Tom Brady episode, and I just saw that they're going to Juju Smith-Schuster's wedding, which is this weekend coming up. Did they not go on a honeymoon? Did they not take a couple of days for themselves?
I mean, maybe the episode was recorded ahead of time.
It could have been. I have absolutely no clue. I just saw that they just posted a new episode with Tom Brady, and it just got posted, and I just saw plans that they have for this weekend. If I got married to Taylor Swift, you know where we would be? Somewhere where you have no clue where we were. I would tell you about it when I got back on my podcast, maybe at a press conference or so, but you know where I would not be if I was Travis Kelce right now? America. You know where I'd be? I'd be in Italy somewhere. We would have the greatest honeymoon in the history of honeymoons if I was Travis Kelce. He a better man than me. I don't know what they got going on, but I would be here. Is she recording an album or something? He ain't got no football obligations. He's off work. This is the time y'all should be spending together, off doing the cool things.
Maybe they honeymooned before the wedding. I mean, they have funds where it's not like, hey, donate to the honey fund and we'll all go somewhere. This is like a, let's go a few weeks ahead of the honeymoon.
I would still keep doing it. I would just always be on vacation. That's what I would do.
Never stay in one spot.
I would just always be on vacation. If you're telling me money and destination is no issue, I would be having the greatest Morocco honeymoon that any two human beings have ever had. So I'm bringing that up because they had Tom Brady on the New Heights podcast. They always just get the absolute best guest on that podcast.
That's why Tom was invited to the wedding. Hey, sit down with us and do the pod.
No,
you
I get
invite.
It. I get it. He also works at Fox. Also important to note. So here is Tom Brady on the New Heights podcast. He was asked to settle the Brady and Belichick debate. Here's Tom Brady.
Nobody more important on Sunday than the quarterback. Now, everybody's important. The person who washes the clothes is important. The quarterback just has an outsized kind of ability to help the team win because he touches the ball so much.
Yes.
But I need everybody to do their job. But if you have bad quarterback play, it doesn't matter what else you do, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
And if you have bad coaching, it doesn't matter how well the players are doing, you're going to lose. So I just think that question is like, they're all important. There's no way I could have been the player I was without him. And I think we pushed each other to, you know, get the best out of each other. And I think he's incredible. Anyone who played underneath him would say the same thing.
Can I settle the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick debate? I feel like this needs my voice. It needs my input. In the first half of Tom's career, it was Bill. I know Tom has turned out to be the superhero, but that organization took the 199th overall pick and won a Super Bowl with him. It's one of the greatest stories in the history of American sports. They get credit. Tom was a little bit of a caretaker. At least that was our perception early on in their career. But I think the problem was Bill, he made Tom Brady too strong. Like, he created a superhero, and then the superhero just got too big and powerful. He started being able to do too much superhero stuff. And then in the second half of the career, Tom was just on another level. Basically, when Tom came back from tearing his ACL, he came back as a completely different quarterback. That's the quarterback that's the greatest we've ever seen. That one. I don't know what happened with Tom, but Tom turned into a superhero that just couldn't die. So early on in the first half of Tom's career, Belichick gets a lot of the credit, a majority of the credit for what they were able to do with that quarterback and build a defense around him in order to make it work. That second half is Brady. And at the end of it, you can declare Tom the winner. The fact that Tom won a Super Bowl without Bill, and Bill is now watching Love Island with his girlfriend, he won. Tom won. I don't know how else to put it. Tom is the winner. Tom is absolutely the winner of all of these things. All right, coming up on the other side, I want to talk a little bit of football. I want to talk a little bit of Chiefs. So, ESPN right now, they're doing their top 10 list at every single position. They have done three positions so far. They have done running back. They have done corner. They also have done defensive end. We'll go through that next. Keep it right here, it's the Drive.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.